Harper Audio presents My New Teacher and Me by Al Yankovic. That's me, Al Yankovic.
I wrote this.
The first day of school, it was finally here. I wondered who'd be my new teacher this year. Then at 8:30 sharp, a tall stranger walked in. He stood by the chalkboard and stroked his long chin. He said,
"I'm Mr. Booth, and I'm happy to say I'll be teaching you all about fractions today. Now open your textbooks to page number 3.
And that's when he stopped, and he stared right at me. He said,
"You, young man, why's that filth on your shirt? You can't come in my classroom all covered with dirt."
I said, "Hi, nice to meet you, sir. Billy's the name. See, a funny thing happened before the bus came. I was digging to China out in my backyard, and I almost was there when I hit something hard. Well, I dug and I dug and I dug a bit more and discovered the skull of a real dinosaur. And I would have cleaned up, sir, but hey, I'm no fool. I just couldn't be late on the first day of school." For a second or two, Mr. Booth kind of froze. Then he walked up to me and he looked down his nose.
"I don't tolerate nonsense. No, not one degree. And your story sounds highly unlikely to me."
"Why, of course it's unlikely," I said. "Oh, by far. The awesomest things in the world often are. For instance, this friend of my third cousin Ned's got a farm where the dairy cows each have 2 heads. That's so highly unlikely, the tourists all stop just to take their own pictures at $3 a pop."
"Completely ridiculous," sneered Mr. Booth. "Please stop wasting our time and just stick to the truth."
Well, the truth can seem crazy, like that day in June when my grandfather famously walked on the moon and he played ukulele while flying a kite. It was in all the papers. You've heard of it, right? You know what? My grandfather even implied someday he might take me along for the ride. The class started cheering, "Take us! Take us too!" Then Mr. Booth bristled and snapped,
"That'll do! Pure poppycock! Class, please be quiet!"